All right, thank you for holding. Is this Derek?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, man? My name is Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. Always appreciate that. It's Friday, so almost the weekend. Can't complain too much.
Complain.
Right? For sure. Now, let me just confirm a couple things here. So for service area, she puts you in just around the lake, right? So about 15 miles would be like the max you'd want to go.
Yeah, 15, 20 miles. That's usually.
Okay.
Stay in that range.
Gotcha. Nice. Okay, great. And she did put you on for that new in business rate. That's always good. Congrats on that, by the way. No small feat nowadays opening a new business.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So congrats on that. Nick, because we can narrow it down to counties, you know, cities, zip codes, probably in your, you know, so no worries there. Got you covered. Now, before we dive into pricing, I know Lulu's pretty good at explaining everything, but did you have any questions about how the program works in general? Anything at all besides the pricing?
Not really. I kind of understand how it works just based upon you know, when you search for certain businesses and it pops up on the Google search. So I kind of
Exactly. So that's one of the great services we provide. Now, we're a full service company, so we're not just going to put you on the first page of Google. Now, of course, as we know, 90% of the calls will come from there because we know 9 out of 10 people, that's where they search for, you know, the company or tradesman they're going to work with, even getting directions, whatever it is. Call it convenience, call it a recommendation from Google. I mean, most people don't scroll much further than the first page these days. So that's why we focus there, though. I mean, that's where the money is, right? Now,
right,
we're also
right.
going to be on Bing, the Microsoft search engine, over 60 different directories, you know, Yahoo, Yelp, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even for voice-activated searches. So if anyone is searching within that radius on Androids, iPhones, tablets, I mean, even talking to their Alexa, asking for any service you provide, boom, you're going to pop up as one of those top recommended options. Now, they'll call straight to you, right? So as soon as they click, go straight to you. Unlike Angie's or some of those third-party services where it gets sent to, you know, your competition, it's kind of a race to get to them. This is more exclusive. That's why we also just work with one company per area, per category, to make sure that you get the right amount of traction and the calls that you're, you know, you should be getting. It doesn't make much sense for us to work with your competition in the area anyway, right? We'll also be on sponsored Facebook ads. These work very effectively alongside the Google listing. I'll give you an example. So say a potential client, they're searching, they find you on the first page of Google or any of these directories we have you on, but they don't call you in that moment. Later on, when they're in their Facebook looking through pictures, stories, or whatnot, your targeted ad will pop up in their feed with a direct click to call that goes straight to you. And as you can imagine, those convert really well. You're catching them right in that moment they want the job done. Like later on, they see the ad, oh, hey, I was going to call him earlier. Click on the ad, boom, call goes straight to you. You may have even had an experience like that yourself, right? You're searching for something or even just talking about it. Later on, you start to see the ads pop up, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we've all had that experience. I know it's a little weird when you talk about it, but it's a great marketing tool. And, I mean, that's exactly how it would work for you, except with your business and your services. You'd even have a tracking system so we can see, like, track your success, see what areas you're being searched in the most, what keywords you're being searched for the most, you know, track, get you more reviews, I mean, which is always good, right? I'll always take a good review. And you'll even have an account management team who's there Monday through Friday. You want to run new promotions, change content. I mean, we do it all, everything under the sun. Now, as for the pricing, she did put you in for that credit we're running today. So it does bring the pricing down quite a bit, about 50%. So you're looking at just $249. That's month to month, no contracts. And that covers everything. All your ad spends, everything's included in that. So, I mean, after hearing that, is that something that would fit in the budget for you?
Yeah, it's, I could manage that. I just I signed up for that damn Angie's list last week, not kind of knowing a whole
lot. Oh, no.
I didn't turn on any leads yet. I just paid them their little whatever the hell it was,
$275. The yearly thing.
Yeah, and then I started looking into it more, and I was just like, ooh, I don't know if I'd get my money back, which isn't a big deal, and I thought about trying it for a minute, because it's not like I'm locked in. I mean, the minute you turn your notifications off, it's up.
Right. Yeah, so I think if you're within 3 business days, you can cancel, too, if I'm correct.
I think I'm like, I don't know, it's like maybe 4 now, I don't know. I kind of just, I got busy up here doing stuff, and I didn't really have time to, I downloaded the app.
Check it, right.
An account, and I didn't do any of that other stuff quite yet, so I don't know what, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
So have you had any leads come in yet or any experience with it at all?
With Angie List?
Yeah, with the Angies, right.
No, I haven't. I had, like I said, I've been kind of busy lately with the little bit of work I do have, so I didn't get a chance to even, I downloaded the app, but I didn't like create the account and like, I guess, you know, get a, turn
oh,
the
like,
notification thing on.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Like
it was like,
oh, I see. Okay.
Or 280 for the year. So
I think it's like 288 for the year and then you're paying per lead, right? Something like that.
Yep. Yep.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Because a lot of people that end up...
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Some of it makes sense for just, like, the lawns, because it's not like I'm going to use Angie's List every time. I mean, once I get a lawn, you know, contract, usually, you know, the first time, yeah, they're going to get their fee. But if it's a weekly basis, then, you know, I'm not going to be going to them every week. I'd probably establish a relationship with the homeowner at that point, you know. So that's one reason why...
Right.
That first is not...
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people that also have more trouble with it is other type of areas and other type of like trades. Because with you, since you're in a very local community, you, like you said, you'll be able to make contact with the homeowners. You should be fine. And then you can just kind of maybe not so much focus on the home advisor listing and maybe try something else, maybe like this or whatever it is. It's more organic and it would kind of work better for that type of trade and that type of area too.
Right, right. Well, I know
something
Google's
like that,
a lot
right?
bigger. Angie's List, you know. I mean, I know Angie's List is a big company. Like Google's obviously trumps Angie's List as far as exposure goes.
That's yeah,
like,
I don't know who Google doesn't trump these days. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Right, right.
They got it locked in our phone before we even turned the thing on. So I mean, that just says something about how people search these days, I guess.
Right, right.
Right. And also, with that, we also do websites, too. So you do need a website, right?
Eventually here, I'm going to need one. Yeah, it's probably important to have a website, direct people to it with photos.
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%. Yeah, because I could see about getting that thrown in there for you, too. That way you have, like, a site to, you know, point all the traffic to and everything.
Right.
Yeah, that way. Because if you have a... beautiful billboard if it's in the middle of the desert and no one can see it. What good is it, right?
Right, absolutely. Sure.
For sure. So, yeah, I mean, if you're interested, we can get you started. It's a pretty quick process. The first thing would just be, like, getting you verified through Google. They send you, like, a postcard in the mail. You can just send that back, and then that's how they verify the address. You know, you don't have to list the address online, obviously, because most people opt out of that unless it's, like, a brick-and-mortar an actual office. But yeah, just for the verification, then we just set up your Google business profile, you know, like hours of operation, everything you'd like to, for your clients to see. Then like a verification and yeah, you're good to go.
Okay. I'm working right now. Can we do it? Could you call me back here tonight? We could set it up or something.
Sure. Yeah, typically they usually call through the area until they fill the listing. I can see if maybe I can put a soft hold on it. How long would you need?
Just till tonight. Like I said, I'm just getting ready to pull into this job here.
Okay, what's a good time for you? I'll make a note to call back.
Probably like 5, right around 5 or 6, between
like five.
5 and 6. That works.
Okay, yeah, perfect. So I'll be the one to give you a call then, and we'll get you started.
Okay, I appreciate you.
Yeah, no worries at all, man. I'll give you a call between 5 and 6, and we'll talk more. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll even send you a text over so you have my contact info just in case. Okay, he hung up. That's nice. Okay, thanks. There you go. Are you being fussy with your mommy times? Be nice to her. Don't stress mommy out.